Mira and Harper Audio present The Codebreaker's Secret by Sarah Ackerman. Performed by Jennifer Robideau. For Hawaii, my beautiful home in the middle of the sea. 1. The tides. The ocean is far more than water. She swells with the moon and disappears on the darkest nights. You get to know her moods as you would an old friend, and you respect her movements, her ever-changing ways. Her tides move in and out, bringing coconuts, leaf fragments, dead crabs, and old fishing floats onto her shore. There is always an early morning anticipation of what she has coughed up in the night and what she has stolen. Those in the know make it down before the rest of the world wakes, leaving only their footprints in the sand. A lone figure walks on the beach in the dim light of dawn. The high tide line snakes along, marked by small shells and twigs. Farther down, a log or a branch lies twisted and still halfway up the beach. There is the faint smell of seaweed, pungent and salty. The figure moves leisurely but soon quickens their pace. The log is beginning to look less like a log and more like a body, appendages spreading out like seaweed. The figure stops, bends down as one would inspecting something unusual, something shocking. If anyone knows death, it's the sea. 2. The Codebreaker. Washington, D.C., September 1942. There was perhaps no more tedious work in the world. Sitting at a desk, all day staring at numbers or letters and looking for patterns. Taking notes and making charts. Thinking until your brain ached. For days and weeks and years on end. The extreme concentration drove some to the bottle, others to madness, and yet others to a quiet greatness that fewer than 10 people in the world might ever know about. You might work for a year on cracking a particular code, only to have nothing to show for it but a tick in your eye and a boil on the back of your thigh. Failure was a given. Accept that, and you'd won half the battle. Isabel sat at her desk staring at a page full of rows and columns of five-letter groups that made no sense whatsoever on this side of the world, but on the other side, in Tokyo, where the messages originated, she knew that Japanese officials were discussing war plans. War plans that were on this paper. As her eyes scanned the page, she felt the familiar scratching at the subconscious that meant she was close to seeing some kind of pattern. A prick of excitement traveled up her spine. Suddenly, a hand waved up and down in front of her face, rudely pulling her out of her thoughts.
"Isabel, you gotta put a lid on that noise. No one else can do their jobs," said Lieutenant Rawlings, her new boss.
She forced a smile. "Sorry, sir. Most of the time I'm not aware that I'm doing it.
That may be the case, but try harder. I don't want to lose you."
Isabel had a tendency to hum during her moments of deepest focus, which had gotten her in trouble with her supervisors over the past year and a half while at Maine Navy. In fact, she'd been transferred on more than one occasion due to the distracting nature of it. She'd worked hard to stop it, but when she went into that otherworldly state of mind, where everything slid away and the images moved around in her head of their own accord, the humming kicked back in. It would be like asking her not to breathe. Lately, the whole team had reached a level of frustration that had turned the air in the room sour. Though they'd had success with the old red machine, this complex supercipher seemed impossible to break. Faith was draining fast. With her dress plastered to her back and sucking on the second salt tablet of the day, Isabel put her head down, scribbling notes on her giant piece of paper. September in Washington burned hotter than a brick oven. Thoughts of her brother Walt kept interfering with her ability to stay on task. He would have turned 25 years old today, would have been flying around somewhere in the Pacific about now, shooting down enemy planes and hooting and hollering when he landed his plane full of bullet holes on the flat top. Walt loved nothing more than the thrill of the chase. Every time she thought of him, a lump formed in her throat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?